Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. We're so excited to be back this week. We've had quite a journey this week that we will share. So we're kind of recording this in the last hours here before we want it to come out, like we do for you guys every Wednesday. But yeah, we're just putting on a smile. We're getting through this last tumultuous week, and we're getting through. So yeah, that's really it. So I guess we'll start with our lights of the week, which we kind of have a little bit minimized and modified because we kind of have the same journey. But I guess I can start because I was the first victim. But anyways, so my low light is that this past week I did unfortunately end up testing positive for COVID. The irony is that after the whole concert debacle of last week, all of the stress and stories that I shared about that also probably resulted in a COVID case of mine, which is just very unfortunate because now my memories of that concert are overshadowed even more by this experience. However, I will say that overall it was not as bad as maybe I built the experience up in my head previously, like when I was worried about getting COVID for the last almost 2 years. Like I think I kind of, you know, got in my head that it was gonna be like the worst thing ever. And I'm fortunate that, you know, we've had our vaccines, we're boosted, and I was able to take the precautions and stay relatively healthy. I had really only minor mild symptoms, and you know, I'm just slowly kind of going back into the world. So that's my low, and yeah, that's pretty much it. And I think it was nice that I was able to be home. And, you know, though I was in isolation, like away from my family, it was nice to just be in my own space. I think being at school, I may have been a little bit more in my head with that aspect. So I was more so focused on just, you know, trying to get better physically and all of that. So now I'm going to pass it over to my other friend who I probably gave COVID to while we recorded last week's episode.
Yeah, it's funny how we pride ourselves and we always talk about how we're like snuggling so closely on the couch, and we think that since your symptoms showed up on Monday and tested positive last Monday, we recorded it Sunday night, and therefore think that that might have been our last contact with each other, because then I went to work in the office on Monday and didn't see you but got the news about the COVID results at work, I think. So, cause I was like, oh, did you look at your test? And you're like, yep, I'm going right now. And then I think this is when that you tested positive. I did not show up. So then I started experiencing symptoms, a couple days later, a few days later. So then I just kind of, since I had symptoms, I couldn't go back to work and be in the office. But my positive result did not show up till the following Saturday. So we are now, I don't know, 4 days or so out of that part. And I don't know, I had a fever. I had a really bad sore throat. And now I just kind of have mild cold symptoms. You can kind of hear it in I'm sure the listeners will be able to detect a stuffy nose and congestion. But all in all, I think the hardest part is just that it's just the seclusion, like for you, was really hard. And then also that, like, it's unfortunate because of our setup in our house. Dad has really been the one that seems like he's the mostly quarantined person, like out of all of us, like he's had the most time alone, separated from everybody for the most part
I don't think so.
Okay, tell me why.
I think it's been about equal. I had like 5 days by myself, so I don't understand why you're like, I don't know. I mean, Dad,
I feel like maybe you're probably right. It just feels like it's been such a long time that I've actually been in my bed and, like, you know, just that whole thing.
Because you slept out here before you tested positive because you were worried about your symptoms. But I was still in my room at that point. So, like, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It's just a technicality, but whatever.
Yeah. So it's not been fun around here, but we're making the best of it. And luckily now we're both kind of hanging out with Jack, and he and I have become true companions over here because we're connected totally all the time, me and the doggy, which I love. So that's been my low. I'm going to say it's my medium and potentially high because there's really nothing else that has gone on in my life this past week besides this. And I'm pretty sure that that's pretty much your story as well. Any other tidbits that you want to add?
Well, I was just going to add that, like, I don't know. COVID was also kind of a highlight, like, in a weird way. I mean, obviously, like, now I have antibodies, which is kind of nice. But, like, it was just kind of fun because, like, at the beginning of the week, like, a lot of people I knew had COVID. Like, it was really weird. Like, I don't know if I should be saying this, but, like, Max tested positive at school the day before I did. So, like, I don't know. I feel like he might have given me COVID, like, in twin telepathy fashion, as well as a bunch of my friends from school and elsewhere, like, also got COVID. So it was kind of, like, fun. We were all, like, on a FaceTime while we were, like, in isolation. And, like, it was just, like, so silly. I mean, obviously, Omicron is, like, super contagious. So it kind of makes sense that as soon as everyone got back to school that they were getting it, which was, like, so ironic that I even got it because I'm not even there. So obviously, U of I just wanted me to experience this whirlwind. But then, like, the latter half, I don't know why I just use such, like, fancy words, but the other part of the week, I don't know. It was just kind of, like, nice to, like, have an excuse to kind of, like, bum around. I feel like it was the first time in years of my life that I had just had a full week of, like, giving myself permission to just lay and focus on getting my body better. And I just did a lot of reading, a lot of watching TV, and just, like, kind of, like, nice quality time with myself because I was, like, in my room for most of it. And yeah, I don't know. I, like, in a weird way, it was, like, kind of relaxing and nice and felt productive in the most, like, relaxing way possible. So I don't know. That was kind of, like, nice.
And I'm just going to add that my upside or highlight of it is that we are vaccinated and boosted, like you said, and therefore it's stressful. But we also know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel for us. And, you know, nothing major has been a health related concern. And also at this point, we're going to, you know, we're staying away from Corey to make sure that we are the only ones affected by this. So that was our COVID story. I think it's kind of interesting because I think, like, we've been so afraid and had this, like, fear mindset this whole time. And yet over the last, like, few weeks, I've kind of been feeling like, okay, well, I feel like this is a game of, like, duck and run, that you're, like, going to get it at some point and eventually your time is going to be up. And I've kind of been saying that for the last couple of weeks, and it happened. So I guess now we can say we've gotten COVID.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like I said, like, I think in the past I was kind of, like, nervous. Maybe I was just, like, I thought it would be kind of, like, embarrassing to get COVID maybe because, like,
stigma.
There's a stigma. Like, I think for most of, like, the first year, year and a half of the pandemic, like, it was very much, like, if you got it, it was, like, whoa, like, so-and-so has COVID. Like, that's crazy. But, like, now I feel like we're at a stage where, like, most people that I know have gotten it. Pretty much at one point or another. And like I said, we're thankful for the science technology that has kept us healthy. And in the same way that, like, you know, at one point in our life, we've gotten the flu, like, I think this is just how COVID is going to be, like, in our lives forever. Like, just this thing that maybe we'll get from time to time and we'll have the, like, precautions to make sure that we're, like, managing our symptoms. But, like, I don't know, it's just, like, when someone's got the flu, it's, like, not, it wasn't as, like, taboo as getting COVID. And I just think, like, I'm proud of myself for, like, handling it that way and, like, not being, like, ashamed of it because, like, this isn't, like, this is something serious to, like, to be, like, cautious and, like, take precautions for, and it's not something to like shy away from. And like, if I can help someone like detect the symptoms or like be better prepared to handle in the future, like that's great. And like, I will say, like, for anyone who has thought, like, because I was one of those people who thought every time they didn't like had a sniffle or a sneeze that they were getting COVID, like that's just like the hypochondriac in me. But this like did, in my opinion, like feel different than like a normal cold or like another like allergies or something that I've experienced. And I don't know if other people would have the same opinion or experience that I did, but like, I don't know, just felt the symptoms like felt the same, but they felt different than I've experienced them in the past. So I feel like that was kind of my sign to know that like it wasn't like that, it was maybe a cause for concern. So like, I guess just putting it out there to people that like, you know, just to kind of pay attention to like how you feel. And like, I don't know, for me, like I had kind of had a reason to like suspect that I was going to get COVID, but like in the past, I kind of like freaked myself out for like something that wasn't going to come. And I'm happy to like discuss, like if people are wondering like what my experience was in terms of the symptoms, like I could explain it more and I don't want to like bore you. But yeah, that's just kind of how I felt. Like it felt different. Like the way that my throat was sore and my nose was stuffy, like felt a different kind of experience than when it has in the past with like a cold or something. So that's all.
I also want to say, like, we're really grateful that we have so many tests in the house, because I don't know that necessarily we would have caught it as quickly and as early like as we did. It might have been another couple days or something that we would have lingered with it. We didn't have these tests around here, and then would have had more opportunities to like spread it to other people. I have pretty much since that Monday, so now it's a week that I've like literally been home for a full week right now, and you too. And my quarantine doesn't end until a few days from now. So like, it's, I'm really truly trying to do my part in that 10 to 14 day range of like being away from people. Anyway, all right, so now we can move on to our like topic of the week, and we're turning the tables. Last week, Lauren and I had a lot of fun while she quizzed me on some current events, topics, terms, etc. So I am here to turn the tables on you and see how up with the 90s culture you are. And, you know, I actually have a feeling you're going to do quite well. Yeah. I have a lot of good feelings about this. So, and I don't know exactly how many questions that I had been asked. Do you? Was it like 14 or something?
Sure. I have no idea. I don't remember.
So I would like to turn the tables and give you a bit of a quiz. Are you going to keep track of your score here?
I can.
Okay. So we're going to first start with terms, and then we're going to go into like maybe some quotes or other things, and you have to kind of like try to tell me where that came from, what movie, television show, etc. might have been from. See how good you are. And I'm not here to stump you or trick you. I just want to kind of take a pulse and see where you're at. Now, it's not – she's making a face. I'm going to
– the only reason why I'm making a face is not to put myself down but or like call our family out in any way, but – typically, I am the one that is known to, like, not be as, like, knowledgeable about, like, pop culture or, like, history in that sense. Like, that usually – that knowledge usually goes to my brother, Max. Like, he was the one that, like, watched all the movies, did all the things, know all the people and the stuff. So I actually will be pretty impressed if I do end up getting some of these things. And maybe I'll surprise myself in knowing more than I thought. So I'm excited to give it a go.
I don't really think that they're – I think, like, it's interesting. So we'll just take you down this lane here and see how well you do. I know you're up for this challenge, and I'm excited about it. Last week was so much fun. Actually, I listened back to it, and I still was laughing. So if you have not done the challenge or, like, listened to our podcast last week, please stop right here and go back and listen to it. I think you'll have the time of your life. Anyway, that might be a little much, but – It was fun. Okay. So I figured that since we're nearly 30 years apart, I was going to take this back to the 90s, to a time where I was around your age, and kind of walk through that and see, you know, so this is the majority of the stuff are from mid to late 90s, early 2000s, I believe. Okay. So popular slang. All right, here we go. So if you heard somebody say all that and a bag of chips, what do you think that that would mean?
Okay, I've heard this before. I'm not sure I'm going to describe it correctly, but I think that it means like it's like all that in a bag of chips. Like it's everything like plus something extra. Like it was like this experience was like everything I wanted it to be and more, kind of.
Okay. I'm going to go with that. That's perfect. Okay. Give yourself a point. The quote says, if something is better than the best, it's all that in a bag of chips. So like giving you more, like more than expected. Yeah. Okay. How about this? See, like so many of these are so easy and it's like not, it's like insulting to even ask you. Okay. If I said to you, booyah, what would that mean?
I don't know if I'm going to, like, even explain it right, because I feel like it's just, like, something you say, but it's like, yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Is that, like, right?
Yeah, I'm using the first.
Like, I just got 100 on my test. Booyah.
Okay, look at this. Actually, did you do your research?
No, because, I got it.
Because the quote here is, booyah, I aced that test. I think that's hilarious.
That is weird.
Okay. Good job. Give yourself a second point. See, you're going to do really well. You're going to booyah this whole thing. Okay. I'm going to skip a couple because it's just like a joke. Okay. This one. It says, eat my shorts.
Well, I only know this one because Max says it to me all the time. Bart Simpson said it on The Simpsons. And isn't it just like F off, like suck my
kind of, yeah,
like just like
like kiss my butt.
Yeah, kiss my butt. Like, yeah.
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 Okay, this inspired a whole song by Will Smith. What does it mean to get jiggy?
Get jiggy with it. Okay, I actually like might not know this one, like in definition, but is it like getting down with it, like getting funky?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking of the song, like, I can't like think of the words. You know, I know.
Oh my God. Okay, so getting jiggy with it, like, came from Will Smith. And jiggy is meant to be dancing like no one's watching, like just jiggy, like getting dancy, dancing, getting down. I'm gonna, no. I feel like you probably get the point for that.
I'm trying to be a top grader, but.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, these are pretty, like, this is just to show you that all of these years, so many of these slogans have like stood the test of time. Nobody would know that, like, getting jiggy with it.
Well, maybe, like, understand the assignment and tea and – I mean, that wasn't even one that I used. But, like, simp hit different. Like, maybe those terms are going to last the test of time.
Yeah, I can only hope. So here's another one. Here's another one. So, like, another – so in the 90s, instead of saying, like, what's the tea, people would say – not in the 90s. What's the sitch probably was invented like maybe later, like the 2010s, I guess. But okay. This one is, what's the 411?
What's the 411, girls? That's for Mean Girls.
See? The 411. Okay.
What's happening?
I am getting worried that I need to charge this phone. Can we put this in charge while we continue the podcast?
Of course.
Conversation. Because
charging is
all
essential.
All of my notes are here. I don't want to.
Charging is an essential aspect.
Okay. I think that that quiz was really helpful. We're going to go on to another one where I got, cool. I'm not helpful, but like, you know, interesting. And it is helpful because now we know like these words are really like, they're here to stay. Okay. So, Lauren, what is a Betamax? What would it be used for? A Betamax.
Okay, I'm definitely just this. I actually don't know, so I'm gonna just guess. Does it have something to do with like computers and technology?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Like I know, like beta testing is like when you're like in development for like a product, so you have to like put it in beta testing to like test it out, and like it's not like what it is yet. So is that like have anything to do with this?
Maybe. I mean, you could say so, but I don't know. I don't really know that you know it. just for telling you.
Okay, I'll just surrender to this question.
Okay. So a Betamax was a like one of the first type of video recording machine. So like not a video recording, but like a VCR. Like some people didn't have a VCR, they had a Betamax. Actually, I think Dad grew up with like a Betamax for some time.
Okay, but my question is, I thought this was 1990s, but you're saying Dad grew up with it. That's like the 70s.
All right, fine. It's not 90s. It's 80s and 90s a little bit, but okay. That one would have been not okay, and more of an 80s thing. Okay, so
it's she's marketing.
Okay, so what is an Aquanet?
Oh God, this is where the quiz is really going to take a turn. It's a product.
Yeah.
You know where my mind immediately went when I heard that was that thing I used to play with, like the Aqua thing, where I would like draw. I'm like, do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, well, I don't think it's that. Yeah, Magna Doodle. I don't think it's that. I think it is a video game.
Damn it.
Aquanet is a hairspray that we used in the 80s and, like, made our hair really big and teased it out. And, like, it's like a big, giant can of hairspray. We'll take you to Walgreens and show you at the next time we're in Walgreens. Okay. I would love to know if you know what it means to take a lap in a bar.
I mean, I take – Melissa Friedman asks me all the time if I want to take a lap in the bar. Basically, when we're at the bar and we're, like, in our spot that we were, like, sitting or standing in, and then we're, like, if we want to take a lap, we kind of, like, to walk around, check out the scene, see who else is there. Like, if we want to, like, chit-chat, like, just to mingle, like, see who's in company with us.
You are correct. Taking a lap. You can give yourself a point.
Well, thank Melissa for that. She's always like, do you want to take a lap whenever we're like out and stuff?
So Melissa Friedman is your Gwen singer. Okay. Because Gwen and I would always take a lap together. Lauren, what product is the slogan, where's the beef from? Or what advertisement? It was a very famous like commercial during the Super Bowl, and in light that the Super Bowl is coming pretty quickly.
What decade?
I believe the late 80s.
Okay, I don't know it, so I'm just going to guess. Is it like Vienna beef?
No, it's not Vienna beef.
Okay, it's Wendy's.
Oh.
Check out the commercial. Where's the beef? One day when you get the chance.
Where's the poop, Robin?
Okay. All right. We're going to go on to this one. Lauren, do you know what Y2K stands for?
I'm not sure if I know off the top of my head what it stands for, but I know what it is.
Oh, what's Y2K?
It's like in 2000, like when people thought the world was going to end. And it's something to do with the time was going to like stop.
The computers,
everything was going to shut down, but I'm not sure I know. Like, I don't even want to guess what I think it means because I know I'm going to mess it up.
That's okay.
But I know what it is. I just don't know what it's – no one ever calls it by its full name, so I've only heard people say, like, Y2K.
Yeah, I think it's like the –
remember – okay, well,
2000 and the Y is like
year 2000. Okay, that's just stupid if I didn't realize that. But whenever I think of Y2K, you know what I think of? My good pals, the Westovers, who thought that Y2K was going to end. If you'd like to hear more about that, you should read the book Educated. It really changed my worldview.
I agree. It was a great, great thing. How about the quote, I've got the need for speed. Tell us what movie that came from and who would have said it.
Okay. I'm not a movie person, as we know. So, like, I'm just going to go for my guess that I feel in my bones that I'm sure is wrong. I'm going to guess that it's from Top Gun.
And you would be correct. Whoa! It is from Top Gun. Give yourself a point.
Oh, my God.
Extra point if you know the character or the actor who says that.
I'm assuming it was Tom Cruise.
Look at you go, girl. Dabbing. Amazing.
I went through the danger zone.
You got it. I got the need for speed. Okay. And coming to a theater near us in hopefully Memorial Day will be Top Gun 2.
Okay, before we continue, you know what I just realized? For those of you who are listening, we quizzed Max on my quiz from the other day. Like, we asked him if he would know, like, the terms I quizzed my mom on. And I just realized, I think he would probably do better in this quiz.
You're so right. He would. We should see if he's listening to this because, you know, I don't know about that.
He's sometimes too cool for our
podcast. I think you're going to for sure get this one, too. Lauren, what's the Rachel?
Like, from Friends? Like, what is it? Jennifer Aniston?
What is it? Somebody says, like, oh, it's the Rachel.
Like, her outfits?
No.
Her, like, something she says?
Nope.
Wait, why don't I know this? I'm literally, like, I know everything about Friends. That's something people say now, maybe, is why I don't.
Okay.
The Rage. Is it, like, where we were on a break?
Nope. It's her hairstyle. Everyone was obsessed with Jennifer Aniston's hair. The Rachel Green look. Like, it wasn't
curved down.
Yeah. They loved it.
Okay. You got that one.
Okay. And I would love to know if you could tell me how, like, I would have been rolling my jeans in when I was in college. Like, what would I do at the bottom of my jeans to roll them?
What do you mean, what would you do?
What was the process of rolling your jeans?
Well, I'm sure it involves some sort of, like, product. Or maybe it doesn't, but the way how I would roll my jeans is I would take the bottom and, like, roll it. I don't understand this question. I don't know. Is there, like, you do it, like, 3 times or something?
I mean, it's just, like, a fold over and then a roll up kind of a thing. So, like,
okay, isn't that how you fold, like, everything?
No, it wasn't just like, those of you that are not, like, seeing it.
Everyone.
Everyone except for Lauren and Jack, who's sleeping. It's basically like, hold the mic. You do this. You, like, put this to the side, and then you make, like, a cuff, and then it's a roll. So
fold and roll. Tuck and roll.
Roll. There's a tight tuck, and it makes it like this. Versus if it was open and you just rolled it like that.
Oh.
So it's like a tuck to the side. And then you would wear, like, very baggy, like, slouchy, scrunchy socks. And then it would be like there. Like, the socks would, like, butt up to the roll of the jeans. It was a very popular look. What about
– wait, I kind of like that.
A mushroom hairstyle.
God. Okay. Is that like the poofy hairdo that everyone had? I don't know.
You know, like, how my hair was like a triangle shape in one year?
Mushroom?
Yeah, that would be like a mushroom.
That's what
hairstyle.
I was
going
to guess, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to expose your, like, terrible hairstyle.
It was, like, not a great look.
Okay.
A couple more questions. Lauren, what is Zima? Z-I-M-A.
Awkward silence. I have no idea.
You don't even want to guess?
Okay. I think it's a company. And I think that they shipping company.
No.
Oh, that beverage.
Yeah.
Is it like an alcoholic beverage that everyone loved?
It is. It's an alcoholic beverage that everyone loved, especially your mom. It's very good.
So why isn't it around now?
I don't know. I think like, so here's an article from 2018. I think it did make a little bit of a comeback, and maybe we could go to Binny's and find it. It says here it's what a clear kind of malt beverage, little like wine cooler-ish. Have you ever had a wine cooler?
Never had a wine cooler.
Oh, we should try it like a Bartles and James or something one day. She is 21, folks, so it's not like breaking any laws or anything out there. So there was a slogan called It's in the Zima, and that was the Zima. And they're really pretty, like blue bottles. I don't know if any of you drank Zima, but it was good stuff in the day. It has like kind of a grapefruity look. They're pairing it with Jolly Ranchers in this picture. So it's like you might like it because there's a like tartness to it, I believe. So
I'll give it a shot.
You should maybe check that out. What would it mean if you peeled off a Zima label and you gave it to somebody?
That you think that they're attractive and you'd like to pursue something.
Why do you know that? Yes, you are correct.
Oh, I just guessed. I mean, I'm going to give myself a point because I just guessed, but I just assumed like it was just like a token of like, oh, like I'm digging you tonight. Like, I don't know. I just think it will, alcohol always, like when you have a drink out, it usually can be coinciding with like a pickup for the night.
Yeah, it's like weird though. You peel off the label and like if you got it like perfectly peeled off, it like would be like a signal of like you wanted to hook up with somebody.
Did you ever get a Zima past you?
I don't remember getting one, but I think I might have given one at some point. So kind of awkward.
Very awkward. This like, why does that feel so like, it actually feels a little chuggy, I will say, but
chuggy is actually a word
Chuggy is a word I actually should have used for the last quiz, but like, it means like outdated, but like, that just seems like something like you would do in middle school. Like you're passing notes to them.
I can see that. I get that. okay. And for my, I think my final, like, no, I have two more. Do you know what a Walkman is? Like, what's a Walkman?
I it's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know why I can't tell you what it is, but I know it's some sort of like device. I want to say it's related to video games.
No, you would be incorrect. It's like the predecessor to having an iPod. But it's like a cassette player and you have headphones that go on.
Music. I knew that. That was embarrassing.
A little embarrassing. Okay, for your final question of the evening, Lauren, please tell me what a Topanga is.
What or who? Because I know who Topanga is.
Okay.
From Boy Meets World. Corey and Topanga. They're so cute. They're OTP for life. And if you ever, I did have a little phase where I did watch Girl Meets World for some reason. And they're like the parents, like the, you know, the new era. And I like always said, okay, that I started watching Boy Meets World. I watched like a couple episodes. I never like got into it. I probably would like it more once they're like older and stuff. But yeah, of course I know Topanga. She's like, she's a queen. She's an icon. She's the moment.
I love that. So I'm going to, since you just said OTP, I want to know if you know what OPP is.
Are they related?
Not really, but
about anything
if I was to say, who's down with OPP, what do you think that means?
No, OPP. No, you know me.
Okay, yeah. I know the song, but I don't know what it stands for, but I can guess. One something pair. One perfect plan. One poppin' party. One.
No. It's like other it's like used when you're talking about like cheating on someone, and it's like other people's like privates, I think.
Ew. Why are we talking about this on the podcast? So much like things tonight with the Zenny. No, not Zenny. That's where I got my class. Zima?
I don't know. When you said OTP, I wanted to know if you knew what OPP was.
OPP.
Yeah, you know me. Okay, so you did pretty well. I don't know if you have like a final total score. Did you keep score? 10 out of what?
I don't know how many questions.
Oh my God. Now we have to think about how many questions, because I wonder if you – my goal was to have me stump you as much as you stump me and get like a 53%. So let's see.
Sorry, I didn't know I was supposed to like do out of number.
Oh my gosh. Did we do all of these other ones? So we're going to count these up again, guys. Okay. All that in a bag of chips. One. All right. We can pause it. Sure. Okay. There were 17 questions in total. You got 10 out of 17 for a score of 59%. So it means you actually outdid your mother by about 3 percentage points. Because I was 53
and
you're 59. So 6 percentage points.
Ha! I win! Yeah!
I will say that, like, since, you know, what I think gives you a bit of an advantage is that my stuff has, like, gone through the test of time. And your stuff.
Some of those things I never heard of.
I know, but those are the ones you got wrong. Right. Almost all of those phrases are, like, stuff that's still used.
Yeah.
So, like, that could account for that. So, like, I mean, we're sort of in the same ballpark, but you still did win.
I agree. I mean, I did win, and I will brag about it for the rest of my life, but I also, like, don't think I was that far off, and I agree I have an advantage. And
the things that are out of date, like Betamax, you're not going to know because, like, there are no Betamaxes anymore. They're in museums. And, like, Zima, like, it's not a thing anymore. But I want to say, like, I'm current with the times. And you
are current with the times. And you know what? I think that in the future, though I still got an F, I think in the future that our family should no longer count me out as someone who doesn't know things. I think I actually knew more than I, like, would have thought. And I think that there were things that were not on this quiz, things that I do know. And I could offer some insights in the future. So I think that you guys have taught me well as Max, but I think I've learned some things along the way.
And I'm proud of myself because I will say that I'm sticking and keeping current in my old age. And that is my goal, is to just, you know, still be in the know and not be so out of, like, Gen Z and the cool people in the world. So we did a nice job. I would say high five to both of us. Way to go. All right. So now, last segment of the podcast, Lauren, what we're into for the week. I'll just start because mine is very short. I really did not get into much this week. Still continuing on with the typical trends of who I listen to and all of that stuff. I will say that I did read quite a bit. I was really impressed with myself. I am now at 10 books for the year so far.
That's awesome.
My goal was 36. I have now read 10 out of those 36, and I'm 7 ahead of schedule. So I'm going to, at some point, probably need to adjust my reading goal for the year. And I'm really excited about our family book that we're going to be reading. And I know that next week that will be the one I'm into of the week, so I'm not even going to talk about it yet. But what are you into?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm very proud of you because 10 books is amazing. I mean, I read 16, so, like, I really didn't read that much more. Like, you read over half, like, 10 versus 16, like, you read more than half of what I read.
Okay.
Or, like, half of, like, you read more than half of what I read.
Okay, like, 8 would be half.
8 would be, like, you read closer to what I've read than, like, less.
Okay.
So, and
I mean, considering where I
started, considering the fact that you, yeah, and considering the fact that you have a full time job and a life, that's really great. And
life.
Okay, but even like just so, like, I, no matter if you read one book or 50 this month, like, that's, it's amazing. It's something to be proud of.
But I'm gonna go back to what you said at another point in time, is that like people decide how they want to use their time, and like, for right now, in this moment, I'm just really into reading and, like, just want to consume more. And that's just what I'm into. And thank you for that Kindle and for, like, having the accessibility to great authors and lots to read. And we love, you know, we've gotten really into our podcasts that we listen to that are about books. And the Bad Bitch Book Club is, like, amazing. And I don't know, you've gotten me into book talk and BookTube and Bookstagrams and all of that stuff. And so, I don't know, I'm just like focusing on that because I'm really into reading right now. I'm just, you know, happy about that.
I agree. And I think that when you like surround yourself with like other people who are consuming like the same things that you are, it makes you more like, I don't even know if motivated is the right word, but just more inspired to like do it too. And like, I don't know, I don't like have communities that are like talking about like the shows or movies that they watch, which like I'm sure those exist, but like that's just not how I like how I want my like feed to be. Like I choose to like consume different things, and then that like fuels my interest. And I'm also really excited. I also read a lot of great books this month. I'm really trying to make it a goal in like 2022 to like actually read books that I want to read and books that like I am excited about, because life's too short to read books that like you're not enjoying, or like for the sake of like just because other people are reading it, even if it's not something you're really interested in. And I'm excited because February is Black History Month and it's Valentine's Day, so I'm excited to read a lot of romance books by Black authors. Although, like, obviously, like I should be reading books by Black authors all the time, all year round, but I'm excited because I have a lot of great books lined up for this month. So that's it, all of that. But books is actually not what I'm into, even though it is always what I'm into. But what I am into this week is something that I honestly could not have gone through quarantine without. And I can't even explain it, but I decided to bite the bullet as a quarantine present and purchase a comfy blanket hoodie. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen them on like all over. Like people are really into them and you can get them on Amazon and like – I don't know, it was something I saw for so long, but I'm like, I don't need that. But
I need a picture of you in it for that.
I know. I'm like, oh, I don't need that. Like, that's just like whatever. Like, I'm not gonna spend my money on it. But I asked people their opinions. They're like, this is the best thing ever. And I'm like all for like comfy, cozy leisure. Like, if you're not comfortable in the things you're wearing to like lounge around in, like, what are you doing with your life? So finally, I'm like, you know what? And then I end up getting a nice Hanukkah present from my aunt and uncle and cousins. So I'm like, you know what? That money will go towards that. So I ended up purchasing a comfy. And I bought it, I want to say, like, last Wednesday or so. And it came – and it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and it came a day early. Like, it came the next day. And I'm not exaggerating when I say the only time I've taken it off is to shower and sleep because it's too hot to sleep in. But, like, guys, I have not taken this off. I literally went yesterday to pick up dinner at Dengio's, and I walked in with this on. Like, you don't understand. And my mom is laughing. She thinks it's funny, but, like – I'm serious when I say, like, this is maybe, like, one of the best purchases I've ever made, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, it is so comfortable. Like, it's like you're literally wearing a blanket. Like, if you think about, like, a Snuggie, you know, those weren't warm, and, like, they suck. They're flimsy, and, like, they don't fit your whole body. Like, this is, like, a giant hug on your body. It's, like, the inside is so comfortable. It's, like, that Sherpa material on the inside. It has a pocket so you can, like, put stuff in it. And it's, like, so warm. Like, I can't even tell you. If you haven't considered buying one for yourself, you are actually missing out. I'm, like, nervous about the, like, finishing off this quarantine and, like, needing to go, like, out in the world and, like, socialize, because I'm nervous and I'm not going to want to take it off, and I'm going to, like, literally wear this every day for the rest of my life. So if I haven't sold you yet, I am going to link the comfy in the show notes for you guys to check it out and potentially buy yourself one or buy a gift for a loved one. This is seriously, like,
I'm going to stop now before I keep going. But, like, you guys, you and Dad have known, like, I have not taken this off. And it's a great item to dance in and be a funny kid with your friend and make your brother laugh when he was in quarantine.
I know. That is one of the highlights, is watching you do, like, the Irish jig in the comfy. Been very fun. Anyway, what a fun podcast. Putting each other on the spot. It's some of our favorite things we like to do here at Like Mother, Like Daughter. Thank you so, so much for taking the time out of your busy lives to listen and join in on our fun here. We can't thank you enough. If you like this podcast, please give us a follow and a like, and, you know, maybe write a little bit of a little comment so that we can boost our ratings, because, you know, it's all about the ratings here. And we really appreciate you all. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on all social medias and take care of yourself and others. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe and healthy. Don't let Omicron get you. Have a great week. Bye.